This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The FBI says law enforcement needs more help when it comes to wiretapping the new generation of digital communications. The complaint comes as regulators are trying to figure out how to oversee services that send telephone calls over the Internet. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The Department of Justice recently urged the Federal Communications Commission to hurry up and make sure that new communications technologies can be wiretapped. The FBI's Greg Mata says his agency is already having a hard time keeping up with these new services.
We know we are losing valuable intelligence information in terrorism and espionage cases because criminal suspects and terrorism suspects are migrating to new technologies that they do not believe are covered, in some instances are not covered, within intercept capability.
The FBI has been demanding better access to telecommunications networks for years, but Mata says the situation is getting more urgent. New offerings are appearing very quickly, and Mata says the FBI has to know in advance which services are wiretap ready.
You can't predict in advance, you know, where groups like Al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups who want to actively harm people, what communications networks that they are going to use.
Mata says the government is just asking new providers to follow the same laws that traditional carriers have long complied with. But Jim Dempsey, with the Center for Democracy and Technology, says the FBI is doing more than that.
The question really is, who controls the design of the communications networks?
Dempsey says the government clearly has the ability and the legal right to tap any communications channel, whether it's a traditional phone call or a voice over IP call that runs over the Internet.
And all the companies are saying they will cooperate. They just don't want the FBI at the drawing boards approving every step of the design process.
The FBI is particularly concerned about the growth in voice services that rely on the Internet and not on the traditional phone network. Major telecom companies are jumping into this market, and some have experience with wiretap requirements. But small firms are also creating simple Internet voice services that could be very tough to tap. Take Free World Dial-Up, which facilitates PC-to-PC phone calls. Founder Jeff Pulver says he'd like to help the FBI out, but he's not sure he could.
If they actually asked us for a real tap that was non-invasive, so non-detectable by the people using Free World Dial-Up, you know, that's the science project.
It's a science project Pulver would need some time to work on, because Free World Dial-Up is just a software service that connects one computer to another. Since he doesn't bill his subscribers, Pulver can't even verify their identities. Pulver says if law enforcement asks too much, he fears entrepreneurs will simply give up.
Someone who's innovative might just go to Iceland or might just go to Tonga Islands or some places where they're more liberal about the use of applications, and other people from the U.S. will have access to these services. They just won't be regulated by the constraints of U.S. laws.
The FBI says Pulver's service probably is not covered by wiretap law, but they are concerned about services like his. It's up to the FCC to decide just who is covered by these requirements. That means the commission must find a way to create a space for new innovative services without creating ways for terrorists to communicate in secret. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.